Brothers looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. Well, Santa, Mrs. Claus, Rudolph, and a team of North Pole meteorologists are busily beginning to plot Santa's global excursion for Christmas Eve, only four nights away. Although I'm not privy to those secret conferences, I do have the same climatological data. So, although St. Nick can travel across oceans and the Himalayas, he does prefer several inches of snow across rooftops. And with that in mind, I thought we'd look at chances for a white Christmas across the lower 48. Chances are excellent, or nearly 100%, for most of New England and upstate New York, such as Syracuse and Buffalo, Watertown, Boston, Hartford, and of course the Big Apple. We'll look at other locales in our next report. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday, and Merry Christmas.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and we're going through the best Florida stories of the year.
Okay, first thing, point of order here on Florida stories. Some of you reach out to me, and I don't get a whole lot of response, but three of you sent me the story of a guy in Louisiana who got caught trying to sneak a gun into jail up his backside. All three of them said, I know this didn't happen in Florida, but no, there is no but. You're being lazy. And I understand you just thought of a good punchline. So you sent me the story with like a come and take it, or this gives new meaning from my cold dead butt or whatever. But you're being lazy. All you have to do is go search for a similar story in Florida, and there's a good chance it's happened within the month. So I checked, and sure enough, it's not the same story, but in Indian River County, a man was arrested on a weapons charge. He was pulled over. He was a felon with a gun. So they took him into jail, and when they were booking him into jail, they found a bag of weed up his backside. So it's almost the same thing. And now that you've done the proper legwork, now you get to make the jokes. Hit it, boys. Maybe he should have brown-nosed the deputy. If he was trying to not get caught, he did a crappy job. I think it's high time he got a lawyer. If it smells like, you must acquit. I guess that's what he gets for trying to avoid the joint. And why can't he just swallow a baggie like Walter does? Yes, thank you. See? That's how it's done. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
All right, for our next Florida story, we go to Wesley Chapel, Florida. Going down I-75 is a couple that's been married for 12 years. They're now in their mid-40s, and something tells me they weren't getting along before this when the wife, who was driving, had a blowout. Husband screams at her, grabs the wheel. They're toting a trailer, so they almost wreck when he jerks the wheel over. They end up sideways in the ditch. He gets out the passenger side, walks around, opens her door, pulls her out by her hair, and drags her up to the shoulder of the highway. There, he headbutts her. I know, what are you, Jean-Claude Van Damme? And then tries to throw her into traffic. An 18-wheeler had to swerve to miss her. So people call the cops, and they try and catch the guy. He runs off in the woods, and then that's it. That's the whole story. We don't know. The police didn't catch him. There's no sign of him. They didn't arrest him later at his house. He didn't turn himself in. That's it. That's all we have. I guess he's just living off the land like John Rambo. I'm starting to think there's like a tribe of wayward Florida men who have run into the swamps and sort of made their own little society like an apocalypse now. Like a rogue band of Florida men who are living a Stone Age existence as hunter-gatherers in what is literally the only ecosystem on planet Earth that has crocodiles and alligators living side by side. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock Media production. Find me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For New York's information and entertainment station, WABC, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, Walter M. Sterling at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Now, Chuck W. wrote me a nice note saying that I worked at the same radio station, but it was in Colorado, and I was 16. Minimum wage was $1.60 an hour. He did 52 years in broadcasting after that. See, that's the problem. Even after terrible experiences, first job, second job, third job, we keep doing this. What's terrifying to me is that when I started in radio and I was 16 and I did that job, I did it for minimum wage and I did it for the opportunity to be on the air, and I didn't care that it was Christmas Day. And then I worked Sundays. And then when I was out of college, the first job I had is I was the youngest regularly scheduled talk show host in New York City. And I worked Sundays. Okay, that's exciting. Well, and then I look forward to getting New Year's Eve work, Christmas Day work. I didn't care what you paid me. It didn't matter. What is my career today? In between then and now, I spent about 40 years in a suit. I was very official. People took me seriously. I made PowerPoint presentations. People took notes when I spoke. I knew nothing. But people took notes, and therefore I was considered very important and official. I just said, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to be a talk show host. That's what I was meant to be. Chris Olivero, the head of programming at CBS, Entercom, said, you know, Walter, you should be a talk show host. Pass the butter. Okay, fine. What do I do today? Today, I hope to get New Year's Eve and Christmas Day work. I work one day a week on Sundays, just like I did when I was 20. And the difference between then and now is when I was 20, I was paid after scale. I was paid union minimum. Today, I'm paid, whatever comes across the transom. It's 13 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. Do you know why I love Highlands Flexmore Medicine? Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. I have it right here. Highlands Flexmore Medicine is made 100% of natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on my body. And that means that I can safely complement prescription medicines with no side effects. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day? Not being able to do what you love or get a good night's sleep? For over 15 years, I've suffered with arthritis pain in my feet and my thumbs. Just like about 54 million Americans suffer. Well, many people delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risks, or they experience side effects from common pain relievers. I found with Highlands, the new Flexmore Medicine, it's F-L-E-X, Flexmore Medicine, it's a natural relief of minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle pain and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. The cap, get this, the cap is easy to open. Who knew that somebody would finally figure out that if you have arthritis, you probably want an easy to open cap? And even better for me, there's no cotton in there. Is that annoying? No cotton in the Flexmore Medicine bottles. Take control of your arthritis pain right now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, Highlands.com/arthritis. Then you enter the promo code WALTER at checkout and get $3 off your purchase, or find Flexmore Medicine at Rite Aid, Walmart, Kroger, Walgreens, or CVS right near you.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. For a long time, I've been shocked at the price of razor blades. It's crazy talk what they ask for razors. And they're not great. They haven't been improved in years. Now, Harry's makes a razor that's been improved constantly, and it's reasonably priced. Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's blade, their ace shave was as smooth as their first. You can find Harry's new sharper blades in big box stores, grocery stores, but better go to harrys.com. That way I get credit and you get a discount. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter, harrys.com, promo code Walter, and the trial set will cost you $3. You get a blade, a beautiful handle, shaving gel, nice box for $3. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter.
Let's go, go, let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. Why? Because I'm live on the 405, the I-5. It's a spectacular network radio show. Robert in Susanville, California. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you for having me, sir. We talked several nights ago about I'm 58, my son's 39, we're going to hit it in the Winnebago. But I was driving home from work, and I'm listening to your show, and I can't really talk on the phone at the same time. I don't want to be that guy. But the girl behind me in school was Nola Courtney. My football team has to be the Rams because that's my initials, R-A-M-S. I'm a senior. And the way stations, yeah, U-Haul just drive on by. Okay. Sorry, I got that out the best I could.
Hmm.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day working on it.
Yes.
I worked the tail end of the Alaska pipeline in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska.
What year?
That was 79 and 80.
Got it.
Yeah, and it's hard on the family life, but the late Christmas is wonderful with the money we were making. So I just wanted to share that part.
How much an hour were you making?
Well, I made $24.76 an hour. I worked through the union. And if you worked on a Teamster that went over 16 hours on moving an oil rig, you got triple time. That's the truth. Always double time on Sunday. You got steak on Tuesdays and Saturdays, prime rib on Sunday at any camp. And back in the day, and there were guys suffering that weren't union. So we fought over that. My dad helped with that. It was a real important part of getting people proper wages in Alaska.
Were you all Teamsters? Were you all Teamsters?
I'm operating engineer 302, and local 919, I think it was, Teamsters or 949. If they were on a certain job, they had their own rules, Davis-Bacon Act, you know, bunch of money. And but, yeah, they had stipulations in the contracts that you just made this buttload of money. And sorry about my language there, but it was quite an experience. It was, and it did me well.
Yes, and that's where I have respect for unions, because when you're doing physical labor, unions are incredibly important, because not only do they get you paid what you deserve, but they make sure there are safety measures in place that would not be there if it wasn't for the union. That the union.
A lot of people have been hurt, yeah.
A lot of people have been hurt. There's a lot of safety apparatus that's only there because of the union. In fact, a lot of research has been done to keep workers safety, to keep workers safe because of the union. And other things like how many breaks you get, when you rest, what you do when you get injured. All of that was put in place by unions. There are other unions that are worthless, that are unnecessary. I'm not going to say which ones because I don't want my tires slashed. But when it comes to physical labor.
I'm not doing that either. I got good tires on my rig. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, where did you drive the big rig? In Alaska?
Yes, I did. I drove in Alaska and I did a touch of it in Hawaii. But that was, you know, a little windy and boring. I just helped out with a few different jobs, but mostly in Alaska, yes.
No.
And I gave up my CDL. I'm getting older. I'm going to go goof off.
Now, why did you
OSHA
have...
and MSHA, the mining corporation. I dealt with both of those in different jobs that I was involved with, superintendent and such. And but go ahead, please, Walter. I'm sorry.
Your driving certificate, the CD, what is it?
It's a CDL Class A, and
that covers you
for up to doubles, which you rarely pull doubles in Alaska. It does happen.
But that's a driver's license for an 18-wheeler, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Why would you have to give it up?
Gross axle weight.
Why would you have to give
it up? I'm sorry.
Why would you have to give it up when you stop driving? Why don't you just keep it in your pocket?
Well, I can reinstate it any time, but I got a really bad arm, and I did some damage to myself over the years having fun, you know, just motocross and whatnot. And I just moved on to a different path. I do small engines, and I work on cars. And I should have kept it. And my sister told me that. Thank you very much. My older sister told me that. You should have just kept that in your pocket. And she did.
The biggest mistake I ever heard a friend make was he was a licensed electrician, and he got sick of the work and he gave up his license. I said, "You out of your mind? You're a licensed electrician."
Oh.
And then what happened? A flood hit the area. There was tons of rewiring work into high-rise buildings, and he didn't have a license. He would have been the richest guy I know.
Oh, my. One of my older boys is a licensed electrician. He's a journeyman now, and it took him some years, but pushed him through it. Not the one going on my trip. This one's in Alaska. He's still in Alaska, James.
Now, about the TV show... About the TV show Ice Road Truckers.
Yep.
How true is that?
Okay. I honestly, out of Prudhoe Bay, they used to go out and they cut holes in the ice 40 miles off the coast of Prudhoe Bay. It was Sag 7. That was the name of the island. But they cut holes in the ice and then they start hauling dirt to it. But these trucks would haul water. And they measure the depth of the ice. And there has been a dozer or two that went through the ice. Nobody's ever lost their life, not that I know of. But they just keep dumping water and water, and it's 20 to 40 below, 50 below, and it just makes an ice road. And, yes, they're nasty. If somebody's not paying attention or somebody had their toddy too early in the day, there could be an incident, alcohol-related incident. I've dumped water on those roads. I've driven cranes across the ocean where the water's spitting up through the cracks. And my father that taught me how to do this, ride with your door open, jump for the biggest chunk of ice. That's what he told me. But it is. It's dangerous. But once the road's packed down and then you get a crystal of freeze over it, there's reasonable traction. We don't run with chains or nothing. None of them guys do. You won't see a chain on a truck. I don't know why they would. Just on your drive axles.
But on the TV show, they showed chains on the trucks.
Yeah, well, I've worked from Barrow to Point McKenzie to Point Thompson, which is, it's not a term I'd like to say, but it's the end of the earth. No, never seen anybody have the chain up. Because it packs down, you got dozers near you to pull you out. I don't want to contradict the show. You know, but I was in the wrong spot.
Dozers, bulldozers.
Yes, I'm sorry, D9s, D10s.
What are dozers? Some secret term. Well, one more thing about that. They show on Ice Road Truckers that they never turn off the engine. Is that true?
Yes, it is. I actually made journeyman service oiler because you jump jobs. You know, I worked on crane crews. But if you shut it off, it's going to be hell-bent to start it back up. I hope that's appropriate.
It's appropriate, Robert.
It's really hard.
Robert.
Oh, it'll thicken that oil up and it'll push it right out the top of the engine.
Merry Christmas. I'm very proud of you for listening. I'm very proud of the fact that you're taking your special son with you on this remarkable journey. It's going to be the best thing that you and your son could do together. And I congratulate you. Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening to Sterling on Sunday. I insist that you call in on a regular basis and give us updates on this. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. It's the Christmas week. Isn't this special? We love this. The tragedy of this Christmas week is 30 million Americans are out of work this year that were not out of work last year. And no one's saying, it's our fault. It's my fault. I did this. Because it isn't anyone's fault. It's a series of horrific events. And all we can do is pay attention to the things that we have to be grateful for, which is usually a lot more than we're paying attention to. The fact is that if you have kids who love you, if you have parents who love you, if you're in a community that cares about each other, even in a corny Hallmark way, you and I are way ahead. I also happen to be an eternal optimist. Whatever has been a problem in your life probably has been a problem in mine. And that includes poverty. Now, it's very difficult to imagine a guy on network radio to be poor, but I have been genuinely poor. And I have sat there and wondered, how am I going to feed the kids, not next week, but next meal? I have had that challenge. And my challenge has been double whammied by the fact that I've had relatives who could help who didn't help. I don't know how they can live with themselves, but there they are. It's a weird thing. Like, wait, you what? It's like, how can somebody who's, how can, the phrase is, how can someone who's not cold understand someone who's cold? And that's figurative for so many things. All right, you and I are going to talk about the phenomena of our existence. Our true existence is when we go from our car to Kroger's. That's who we really are. When we go from this building to this building, when we get in the car and we drive off, it's not the job we have, the car we have, the house we live in. It's the moments when we get out of the car and we go into the house. It's the moments when we take the bag of garbage and walk it to the garbage can. It's in those moments that we flash on who we actually are. And it's in those times that we think about the decisions. Each of us has made decisions that determined our life. And it's always in a flash. It's in a flash. Do I go to this concert or not? You go to the concert, oh my gosh, you meet the person you marry. If you hadn't gone to the concert, you wouldn't have met the person you're going to marry. On the other side of those decisions is what didn't happen. Every decision has two sides. And it's when I am alone, I'm falling asleep, walking to the car, waiting for the car to come out of the car wash, waiting for the car to come out of the mechanic. That's when I think about the other side of those decisions. Because, you know, living in my car today, living in my house today with the wife I have today, I live with that all the time. But when I'm in solitude, when I'm in solitude and I'm just sitting there by myself, that's when I think about the other side of the decisions. What would have happened? Not in a mournful way, not in a regretful way, just like, huh, isn't that interesting? Sort of a curious intellectual way. Coming up in just seconds, you and I will talk about that. Plus, the greatest crime ever in the music industry, the person who should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Where you're hearing things. Where you're hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sunday, this is weather from Boston to La Jolla, and I'm Dr. Dave, staff meteorologist. So let's look at where Santa and Rudolph will have a white Christmas. Near 100% chance for Crater Lake, Oregon, and Steamboat Springs, Colorado, Marquette, Michigan, and, of course, Lake Tahoe, California. Caribou, Maine, and Red Lodge, Montana, come in at about 85%. Minot, North Dakota, is about 80%. Burlington, Vermont, about 65%. Los Alamos, New Mexico, at 54%. Salt Lake City, 53%. Milwaukee, about 48%. Chicago comes in at 42%. And Pittsburgh at 32%. And St. Louis at about 21%. Now, we've got a lot of snow on the ground. Most places to the east of the Great Lakes. And, of course, New England. So Santa will have easy sledding there. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday. This is Dr. Dave wishing everybody a Merry Christmas.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowitz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story I'm working on. So if there's one thing with the New York City Police Department they want you to do is stick to the script. If you work in narcotics, they want you to lock up drug dealers. If you work in vice, they want you to go after prostitution and gambling. If you work in the auto crime division, they want you to grab stolen cars. So being in the auto crime division, I had gotten to talking to many a times for making arrests that weren't in auto related. And one day my lieutenant pulled me in his office. He says, you come in here with one more gambling arrest or drug arrest. He says, you're out of here. I says, okay, boss, no problem. So a couple of days later, my sergeant gets a hold of me and he says, listen, those Italian motor scooters, those Vespas, they're getting stolen all around Manhattan. Can you go look for them? I said, yeah, no problem. So I found out that one of these little trendy Vespa Italian motor scooters had gotten arrested driving one in the South Bronx. So my partner and I figure if they're stealing them, these kids are probably driving around the South Bronx with them. So we went up to Hawkstone Avenue and we start looking for these Vespas. Don't see any, so I decided to start going building to building around that neighborhood, talking to superintendents, asking them if they've seen these things, or maybe these kids are stashing them in the basements of these buildings. So building by building, each superintendent is proudly letting us into their basements, and they're showing us their snow shovels and garbage cans and snow blowing machines. They're showing us everything but no Vespa. So just as we're about to leave, I noticed that there's a building that we hadn't checked out. We go to that building, I bang on the door, the super comes out, he's stoned out of his mind and a nervous wreck. He's dropping his keys, he looks like he's going to have a heart attack. He leads us up to the common area and I says, are you okay, Poppy? He goes, yeah, okay. He opens up the common area and what do I see but 100 chickens and roosters running around. I mean, 100 on the floor and then were more stacked in pods. So it was fairly obvious. It was a cockfighting ring. So I told him, okay, close it up, no problem. He goes, it's okay. I said, yeah, it's okay, fine. So I go outside, I call my sergeant. He says, listen, I just stumbled into a cockfighting ring. I says, you want me to go in there and arrest the guy and we'll sort it out later? And my sergeant goes, no. What did the lieutenant just tell you? Stick to the script, auto theft cases. I said, all right. So I called the ASPCA, and I actually got one of the guys on the phone from that television show, Animal Precinct from Animal Planet. Guy couldn't have been happier. Gave him all the information. He told me to give me a call if they were going to do a search warrant. I forgot about it. About a month later, this guy calls me from the ASPCA, and he says, we're going to hit the place tomorrow. Do you want to come down? And I said, no, I'm taking the day off, but I appreciate it. Just tell me what you got. The next day, it's all over the newspaper. It's in the Daily News. It's in the New York Post. ASPCA hits the largest cockfighting ring in the Bronx in ASPCA history, right? So my sergeant makes the mistake of telling my lieutenant, who drags me in his office. He goes, what are you doing? This could have been big for us. Why didn't you arrest these guys? And I said, you told me to stick to the script, just lock up auto thieves. So you're never right in the NYPD, even when you're following orders. And that's a story for my new book, Grand Theft Auto, the NYPD's Auto Crime Division.
Fifty-six hit singles. This was from 1967. She's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dionne Warwick is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. South Orange, New Jersey's pride and joy, Dionne Warwick. How is that possible she ain't in the Rock Hall of Fame? But there's an equal crime. There's another group that's not in the Hall of Fame, and I'm sitting there scratching my head. It's a great mystery to me. Why isn't Terry Kirkman in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Terry Kirkman.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now.
Now you see, Dionne and Terry Kirkman are responsible for something as important as Roger Waters and the Doors and the Who. They're responsible for a branch of music called adult contemporary. An adult contemporary has the greatest appeal, generated the most money, brought the most ad dollars to radio, and brought the most audience from AM to FM. Adult Contemporary, The Association, Dionne Warwick, James Taylor, Bread, all of the uncool groups, all of the uncool rock groups brought the most audience from AM to FM. There's a phenomenon in marketing called early adopters, people who try something first, and then late adopters, people who try something a little later. But late adopters are the biggest group of people. If you don't get late adopters, later adopters, you don't have a business. It was this music that brought the late adopters from AM to FM. And I had a little to do with that. The adoption of FM radio was faster than cell phones, color TV. It was breathtaking. In 1970, about 22% of the American population owned an FM radio. By 1983, over half the population owned an FM radio. In 1970, you couldn't get an FM radio in a car. By 1983, they were standard. It was because of this music. It wasn't because of Pink Floyd and The Who and The Doors. It was because of Dionne Warwick and The Association. And that brings us to Terry Kirkman. Why the heck isn't Terry Kirkman in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Terry Kirkman was the lead writer and vocalist for The Association. But Dionne needs to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and so does Terry Kirkman. It's 44 past the hour. You and I are driving across the country. It's a sweet spot in the ride. The temperature is just right in the cab. The lights are glowing at exactly the level that you and I want coming off the dashboard. This is Sterling on Sunday. Harry's Razors. I am so happy that Harry's Razors is part of Sterling on Sunday. I know they are thrilled as well. Because Harry's razors are very different than any other razor you might use on your beautiful face. They are made in their own German factory, a factory that's been making razors for 100 years. And they get their steel from Sweden. The Harry's people control every single aspect of the manufacturing process, including the beautiful ergonomic handle. The great thing about this handle is it's meant to be held in the shower. It's not one of these theoretical handles. This is meant for the shower. Difficult to drop this handle. Ergonomic handle plus the shave gel, which has a wonderful scent, a great aroma, and it's not overwhelming or it's not too little. It's just right, and it's a great smell. That's why I love this trial set that's being made available to you through Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday makes this possible. Now, think about what you paid for a razor and a razor blade the last time you went. Maybe you were on the road, you forgot your razor and razor blade, and you went to the drugstore and went, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is crazy too because it's so low. Harry's.com. Here's what you get in the trial set. Ready? You get a Harry's blade. It has five little blades in it. A Harry's blade. Then you get the handle, a beautiful ergonomic handle. Feels just right. You can pick the color, beautiful colors. And you get this foaming shave gel, which I love because it smells wonderful. And a nice travel box. All of that for $3. Yes, all of that for $3. All you do is put in my name, Walter, in the promo code section at harrys.com when you check out. Walter! Now you figure, well, shipping and handling must be $800. Shipping and handling is free. Shipping and handling is free. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter, harrys.com, promo code Walter. Try it. Thank you.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Well, you're going to have a spectacular Christmas because you're going to be where you want to be. Now, there's Karen and Mr. Sneakers, so grateful that they listen every single week to Sterling on Sunday. And Neil Paul and Judy Anderson. These are my best friends on the radio because I know they listen every week and they don't really complain about anything that's particularly horrible. The best Christmas I ever had. And what was the best one you ever had? The best one I ever had was this. We had like a normal little house when I was growing up in Maplewood, New Jersey, a normal little house. And there was a, we had a basement that was about 15 by 20, 15 by 30. And nothing was going on down there. When I came down on Christmas morning, when I was 5 or 6 years old, one third of that basement had been taken over by a train table, the likes of which you can imagine, because you would have to imagine it to perceive it. Santa, from scratch, had made a train set that was spectacular. What was spectacular about it was it had every Lionel accessory you could imagine. He bought the best engine, the best cars. I don't know where he got all of the tricks, but one of the things that he did that was a real dad move is he built a village. Santa and he together built a village, made the entire train top into a town, which a lot of people do, right? But here was, he did one other thing. Santa did one other thing on this train top that was amazing. There were little houses, and in the houses were lights, as there are in train sets, except there was a control panel for this train set. And on the control panel were 50 toggle switches, 50. Each one controlled a house. Each house had its own toggle switch. I could turn off and on the lights in each house individually. Or I could turn them all off and on at once, but I could turn them all off and on individually. Never saw anything like it before or since. In order to put the train back on the track, if it was way, way over in the corner, far away from my ability to reach it, I could climb underneath the train table and pop up where the lake was. The mirror on the lake would pop up if I pushed it up, and then I could adjust anything in the far corner. This was some train set. I was always grateful for this. No kid had a train set like this. This was mind-shattering. And I guess I was five, but I might have been older, like eight, because it makes a difference if you're five or eight. You're going to have trouble reaching things if you're five, but maybe I was eight. But that was my, no, that's right, it was nine. I was nine. I'll tell you what else I got that Christmas. I got an AM radio, a transistor radio, that had a very special aroma. It had a leather case. It was a Sony transistor radio with a leather case, and it was genuine leather. It smelled beautiful. It was incredible. And I turned it on, and what did I hear? I heard Cousin Brucie. That's what I heard coming out from under my pillow. Changed my life forever. Ruined me forever. It was like the worst thing that could ever happen. Ruined me forever. But that was the best Christmas I ever had. I was in third grade. I got the transistor radio. I got the train set, which was insane. And that was quite a Christmas.
Your heart be light. From now on,
That is the great Anna Kendrick. Is there a greater personality in our times? No. Anna Kendrick is the coolest kid on the block who has mad skills. She can also sing. She can also act. She's also the funniest person we know. Anytime she goes on a talk show, she wins. She wins no matter what. I mean, you've noticed that, right? All right, listen. The greatest gift that you and I can be given is a request for help. When someone asks you for help, learn to just say yes. You'll never regret it. I don't mean to be preaching or telling you what to do or be man-speaking. I don't mean to be mansplaining. That's not my role. It's not what I do. But I have enough experience in life that I know if somebody asks you for help, that is a gift. Most people, especially us Americans, don't have the courage to ask for help. We just don't have the courage to ask for help. And when we do ask for help, we're so afraid we'll be made fun of or mocked or whatever. It's a wonderful thing when somebody says, hey, can you help me with this? If it's something as simple as tying a shoe or changing a tire, it's a great thing. And this is the time of year. But now with 30 million Americans out of work and the dumbest aid package ever, $600. $600 is a tip. $600 won't buy you two tires. $600 will get you gas for like 2 weeks. Therefore, you and I are going to have to help our friends. We're going to have to help our neighbors, and we shouldn't be shy about it. I should look for ways to help. I shouldn't tell you what to do. I should look for ways to help, and that's what I'm going to do. The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help. Merry Christmas. I'll be here next week. Happy New Year.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.